fat one is Ben. The skinny one is Skid. Standing together, they look like a number 10. They're laying down the NBA flavor on the Mavs post-game show after every home game. Brought to you by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
3:38. We're just getting rolling for today here. George Dunham will be at Speedy Oil Change.
Yeah.
He'll be there tomorrow from 1 until 2. That is the one at Old Denton Road in Frankfort in Carrollton. You can register to win ticket T-shirts, Stars tickets, and Charity Challenge on Ice tickets. Of course, Speedy Oil Change is the sponsor of Team Musers, the heavy prohibited favorites in this game. So go by there and see George Dunham at Speedy Oil Change.
George Dunham.
Tomorrow. All right, we have a couple of notable deaths in the last couple of days that we need to attend to, because these people are certainly worth mentioning. One is a local figure. He is even a radio figure, and I know everyone in the radio business who knew him is very saddened by the death of Ken Hubcap Carter, a longtime disc jockey slash radio personality, really kind of a jack of all trades in this business. Hubcap died Friday at the age of 60 due to a lengthy illness related to hypertension and diabetes.
Was he a big guy? Y'all know?
He's man of size.
Big dude?
Yeah, he was what I would say is a man of size. Probably he is best known for his work on KLUV.
That's the only place I know him from.
Well, he did a lot of other things and worked at a lot of other stations, but he is best known as for his work on K-Love. He did a lot of different things there. He did, nights after 6 o'clock for a while. But Hubcap was basically an oldies guy. You know, he was the guy you ran in to do your oldies show.
But he started out as a newsman. He was a news guy.
Right. He started out as that. Like I say, he was a real radio jack of all trades. And during the scope of his career, he did a little bit of everything.
But he did know that music of the 60s, though. That's what he did. He was great at it, too.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He was an oldies guy. You know, he did UTA football from 1976 to 85. He coached basketball at Texas Wesleyan.
Really?
Yeah. And taught broadcasting at many different venues.
TWU.
Yeah.
I believe he taught one at UTA for a while.
He probably did.
He was
very well connected with UTA. And I got to know him when I was first breaking into the business. And he was a very, very nice guy to a greenhorn such as myself, who was just trying to find his way in this thing. And I was very eager to sit by him at games and stuff and listen as he spun yarns about the business and talked about people whose names I'd heard. And he was very eager and very accommodating on that front. I probably hadn't seen him for about 20 years or so. But he was a nice guy.
Great guy.
Good man. He will be missed.
Where did he get Hubcap? Yeah.
Tells the story in the article. They wrote a great article on him in the Morning News, by the way, yesterday.
Right. The Morning News did have a good article.
He was going to do a jukebox show early in his career. And he said, well, you know, I'll do that show, but I don't want to kill what credibility I have, so I need to come up with a nickname. And somebody just threw that out.
Hubcap.
Yeah. Kind of threw that out there.
He said, that's it. I'll be Hubcap.
So he was Hubcap Carter.
He became Hubcap Carter after that. Was that for 27 years.
That's a great nickname.
Yeah.
He was good. He spoke at when I was in college, he came to one of our mass communication classes. I was thinking, wow, boy, I wouldn't mind getting into radio. It'd be wonderful. He was telling how great it was and just stories. And
see, that was the great thing about him. A lot of guys like that will tell real sorry, dour stories about how they've been screwed along the way. He was not like that.
Man, he loved radio.
Yeah, he loved radio. He thought it was a wonderful business. I mean, even when bad things happened to him, you know, he would talk about some of the bad things that happened to him along the way. But you know what? It never turned him bitter or anything like that. And I'll tell you, at the time he was at K-Love and used to do this Friday night oldies thing, K-Love was just a real laid-back, easy, moribund station. You know, I mean, they just didn't want to push your buttons or anything like that. And all the DJs were just real, real mellow. And boy, when Hubcap came on there, it was like somebody just amped up the power on that thing.
When he spoke to our class, he was like encouraging people, you know, to get into the business. Because, you know, a lot of times you get those people come in that say, well, you know, it's a tough business. And, you know, out of everybody in this room, maybe one of you will make it. Just real discouraging. And he wasn't like that at all. And he was like, you know, if you want to make it, and you work hard, you're willing to travel, you're willing to relocate. He said, anybody can make it. He said, you can. He was a good guy. And I'll never forget him coming to that class. Never.
Yeah. I'll never forget sitting in the back of the bus with him, or the back of the bus such as it was back then, and listening to him spin tales of radio.
Good guy.
Hubcap Carter, he will be missed. He certainly did. All right. A more notable national death has occurred today, and we will discuss the life and times and controversy of Marge Schott next here on The Ticket.